Thursday, the 22nd of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, today I thought we would pick up again another book and have a little story, because as you know, I'm very keen on all of you reading lots and lots and lots and lots, because reading is so important. If you're not doing that for yourself this Lent, I really want you to think about maybe taking up reading at least a page every day for Lent, so that you get into the habit of doing it regularly. And if you say to me, but Frances, I can't read yet on my own, then you need to get Mom or Dad or Gogo, whoever, to help you to read so that you can be reading. So I'm going to read us a story by Margaret Mahey from a book called Nonstop Nonsense. I love Margaret Mahey. She's one of my favorite children's writers. And this story is called The Insect Kingdom That Didn't Get Started. There are 700,000 different sorts of insects. And once, there was very nearly a wonderful insect kingdom full of insects who understood one another and were loving and kind. It happened like this. A spider caught a fly in her web and was just going to wrap him up like a school lunch when a woman vacuuming sucked the spider, the fly, the cobweb and all into the vacuum cleaner. The spider pulled her legs in tight so as not to lose any. She was whirled round and round down a long black tunnel until at last she reached a place where all was dark and soft and dusty. There was a roaring noise in the air, but the whirling had stopped. The spider looked with all her eight eyes, but she could not see a single thing. She couldn't think what had happened. At last, the woman switched off the vacuum cleaner, and all was quiet. Help! The spider called. Help! Help! Who's that calling help? Asked a voice almost in her ear. It's me, a poor spider, the spider replied. Who is there? Oh, it's you, spider baby, said the voice. I'm a fly you were going to eat just a few minutes ago. We're both in this thing together. Oh, cried the spider, am I glad to hear you. What's happened, do you suppose? Is it the end of the world? Oh, no, said the fly carelessly. We've just been eaten by something bigger than both of us. That's the way things are. Spiders eat flies, birds eat spiders, cats eat birds. It's either eat or get eaten in this life. The spider was silent for a while. I didn't think it would end like this, she said at last. Now I feel sorry for all the flies I've eaten in the past. If only I could get out of here, I'd live my life differently, I can tell you. Funny you should say that, said the fly. I was thinking the same thing. If only I could have my time over again, I'd be a different fly. I'd stay away from rubbish heaps and I'd never walk all over someone's meat with dirty shoes on again. I'd learn to eat berries, the spider declared. I'd drink honey like a butterfly. I'm not really an insect myself, but I'd learn insect ways. Come to think, spider baby, the fly said, I don't suppose a fly and a spider ever had a chance to understand each other's point of view before. We've never had the chance to talk together as we're talking now. And to think the chance should have come too late, the spider wept. Why, if we'd known then what we know now, we could have changed the world. And they went on talking together in the smothering darkness of the vacuum cleaner bag, dreaming what might have been, and sobbing and moaning, too late, too late, if only we had a second chance. They dreamed of a wonderful kingdom where spiders and insects understood each other and were loving and kind. Then the woman came back from her lunch and emptied the dust bag into the compost heap. This is it, cried the fly as they were taken and shaken up and down. This is it, spider baby. Dust, pieces of paper, breadcrumbs, scraps of orange peel, pins, threads and fluff swirled and whirled pell-mell, holus bolus around them. Too late, dear fly, too late, the spider replied faintly. But it wasn't too late. When the spider recovered from her faint, she found herself, bruised but otherwise well and strong, on the compost heap. She stretched her legs. They were all there. She set to work and made a new web. Just as she finished it, she saw a fly sitting on a leaf, cleaning his wings with his hind legs and watching her. Is that you, dear fly? She asked hopefully. Is that you, Spider Baby? Replied the fly. I've just finished making the prettiest web, the spider went on. It's a new sort of peaceful web. Come and see it. It looks a lot like the last one, the fly replied. I think I'll stay here. But fly, we're friends now, the spider pleaded. All the wicked past is forgotten. Don't you remember our plans, our dreams? I haven't forgotten, the fly replied, but it doesn't seem as important now as it did then. I mean, it was dark and dusty then, and it's bright and sunny now, and I am a fly, and after all, spider baby, you are a spider. I'm off. Where are you going? Shrieked the spider. Off to find a good dirty rubbish heap, and then to walk all over someone's lunch in my dirty boots, the fly replied, and he flew away. The spider hung herself head downwards in the exact centre of her new web. It's terrible the way some people forget their dreams of better things. There are not many people prepared to struggle for a better world. And he was so fat and delicious looking too. Never mind. There'll be another one along soon. And that is how the kingdom of insects and spiders didn't get started after all. And aren't we lucky, you and I, that we would have had more sense than that? So how does that sound, girls and boys? Let's close our eyes now. And let's pray. Lord, may we truly strive for a better world, and not just when things go badly, but even when they go well. May we remember the poor. May we remember those who are afraid. And may we try and work to make a better world for everyone. Amen.